Hey there, welcome to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimek. Thank you so much for stopping by on this Labor Day. Make yourself at home, pull up a chair. I'm going to be around here for the next 30 minutes, and I really hope you can be with me. Keep me company. We'll keep each other company. How's that sound? Stretch out your hand. That's what we're going to call today's show. Stretch out your hand. These are the words of Jesus to the man with the withered hand. Sometimes, and we'll look at a few cases as we go through this show, sometimes the Lord will ask us to do things that might seem a little strange or that might not even seem possible in our lives. We're going to see evidence today of what happened when people followed along, listened to him, followed his instructions, and because of that, they received miracles. Now, there's a very good chance that you could be praying for something today, for a specific need, and for whatever reason, you're not seeing a lot of results. You're not getting what you're asking for. It happens all the time, and it can be any number of different reasons. But as we look at the show, I just want to throw out the idea to you today that it's possible that Jesus is waiting for you to do something, to maybe help yourself in some way, or to take a step that might even seem a little bit radical. You know, not irresponsible, but something that you will think might be ineffective. I don't want to talk too much about it now because I want to say our prayers first, and then we'll talk more about it. Because as I'm beginning to formulate this and think it through in my mind, I really feel the Spirit working. I really feel this is an anointed topic. This is what the Holy Spirit wants me to talk about today. So I'm so glad you were able to stop by on this day where I realize that not everybody who listens to this show is in the United States. But in the United States, we celebrate labor today. Today is Labor Day, and many people are not working today. Some people are. It's a really good time for us to give thanks to God for labor. You know, a lot of times we complain about jobs, but those of us who need to support families, we need to work. We need to work to not only serve the Lord, which is what all work is, but it's a way to provide for the needs of our families. So it's really a blessing. And on the other side of that topic is, we want to give thanks to God today for those who labor for our benefit. All the people who provide the services for us. So many things that we don't even think about. My wife Eileen and I were praying this morning. We were praying for the people who get us the groceries, you know, the farmers who grow the crops, and the truck drivers who deliver them to the store, the workers who unpack the groceries, put them on the shelves, the cashiers who ring up the groceries, the people who own the stores. These are things and people and jobs that we don't often think about. But these are great blessings, because without these people willing to do what they do, and look, in the midst of a pandemic, if we didn't have doctors and nurses who were willing to put their lives at risk, I don't know where we would be. So certainly we want to thank God for all of those who work today. I'll include that in the prayer on this Labor Day. But I'm glad that I get to spend some time with you. I toyed with the idea of, I was going to do this show, but then I thought, you know, a little tired today. Maybe I should take the day off. But then I heard this gospel from today's Daily Mass. And you know, when I'm not here with you, I miss doing the show. I miss hanging out with you. So I'm here now. Let's pray together. And let's ask our Father to grant us what we need. In particular, let's pray for all of those who work, and also pray for a special outpouring of the Holy Spirit on us today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you as we once again gather before you in prayer. We worship you, Father. All glory, all honor is yours. You are almighty. You have existed from all time. There's never been a moment when you did not exist. Father, we have a hard time understanding that. It's also difficult to understand that you created the universe and everything in the universe out of nothing, out of nothing. You are all powerful, and as a result, any challenge that we can face is no match for your power. anything that you allow to happen in our lives, you are allowing to happen for a reason, Father. And we give you thanks for even the struggles that refine our character, to help us grow closer to you, help us to become more like Jesus. These struggles and sufferings and crosses, which give us an opportunity to unite our suffering with that of Christ. And as a result, to give you greater glory. Many things that happen in life, obviously, Father, we will not understand. They're beyond our comprehension, but that's okay, because you're God and we're not. Father, we pray your blessings upon all who work or those who have ever worked. Many people are retired, no longer working. We just give you thanks for all laborers around the world this day. We'll never know in this lifetime just how much we all benefited from their work. And we ask you, Lord, to sanctify our work, whatever it may be, this day, and to use it as a means to worship you, so that when we do our job well, we give you great praise and glory and honor. Father, we ask you to send out a special outpouring of your Spirit this day. Please shower your Spirit down on us. Activate the power of the Spirit in each of us, the Spirit in each of us. Please give me the words for this program and open all of our hearts and our minds to be receptive to your message. Father God, we ask this in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thank you once again for praying with me. I'm Gary Zimak. You are listening to Following the Truth. You know, it's kind of hard to believe that for, I don't know what it was, two and a half years, I gave this show up, and it was necessary at the time. You know, you have different seasons in life. I was reflecting on that over the weekend, the fact that for 2 years, I also did a morning program on Holy Spirit Radio in Philadelphia. I loved it. I loved doing the show. I loved my coworkers. I loved the guests that I got to interact with on a daily basis. I loved the music that I played. But there was a time to move away from that show, to spend more time with my family. I felt the Lord was calling me to do it. And I loved doing it. But the time for me to do that show has passed. It's a season. You know, we have these seasons in life. And also for a while, I got so overburdened with speaking and writing and working at a parish that I gave up doing this show, Following the Truth, each day. And then when the pandemic hit, I just felt that it was time to reinstitute the program, to get it going again. And I'm so glad that I did. And I'm so glad that you join me every day on the program. And it's really through your support, your generosity, that allows me to stay on the air doing this. So know that I'm grateful. Know that you mean a lot to me. Know that I just love when we get to spend time together. And I'm just thankful for your prayers, for your friendship, for your generosity, for your support, for everything. And I'm thankful that God allows me to do it and allows us to interact this way on Following the Truth. If you are a new listener, please visit my website, followingthetruth.com, to find out more about the work that I do and to sign up for my daily free email devotional, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. You can get that every day. Today we're going to call this show Stretch Out Your Hand, and it's based on the gospel from today's daily mass. A couple of different subplots that are taking place in the gospel, but I want to key in on this phrase, this command of Jesus to the man with the withered or shriveled up hand. You know, somebody obviously who had a deformity who was healed by Jesus. Let's take a look at this gospel. It's from Luke chapter 6, verses 6 through 11. And you know, we're going to key in, as I said, on that point. Now, again, there are subplots here, especially the fact that Jesus happened to do this on the Sabbath. The Pharisees were not pleased by this. On a certain Sabbath, Jesus went into the synagogue and he taught. And there was a man there whose right hand was withered. The scribes and the Pharisees watched him closely, to see if he would cure her on the Sabbath so that they might discover a reason to accuse him. This is not the main point of today's show, but I just want to point out, scribes and the Pharisees, these were the religious zealots. These were the holy rollers. These were good guys who were sincerely, well, I don't want to say sincerely, they were living the Mosaic law. They were following the commands. They checked off the boxes. But so many times, their heart was not in the right place. I'm not going to go into this too much, but we've talked about this on the program before. It's just a warning for us. Let's make sure we're not just going through the motions, you know? If we are people who call ourselves Christians, if we say we're people of prayer, we want to make sure we're praying when we're faced with a crisis. We want to make sure we're praying every day. We want to make sure we're not just walking the walk, or not just talking the talk, I should say. We want to make sure we're walking the walk. We want to be living our Christianity. And the scribes and the Pharisees, externally, they were holy people. But internally, many of them had lost their way. They were doing what they did so that other people would admire them. And as a result, they were empty inside. They were empty inside. And when Jesus would do things that maybe they disagreed with, or maybe that would make them not look as good as they thought they were, or maybe Jesus would reach out to others who the Pharisees and the scribes thought were unworthy, then they started to rebel. We want to make sure that we're open to following Jesus wherever it leads, even if it's uncomfortable. And he will lead you into some situations that are uncomfortable. Just something to keep in mind. So they're looking for an excuse to trap Jesus, to accuse him. But Jesus realized their intentions. See, he was on to these guys. And he said to the man with the withered hand, this man wasn't asking for anything, but this man came to the synagogue. He came to the service. And Jesus said, come up and stand before us. Now, this is a command. You know, the man didn't ask to be healed. He wasn't looking to cause trouble. He wasn't looking for anything. He also didn't question Jesus when Jesus came up and said to stand before me. He did it. And, you know, you're going to see a much better example of this coming up a few verses later. But we see here an example of somebody obeying Jesus, even if he fully doesn't know what to expect. And that's going to happen with a lot of us. Jesus is going to ask us to go down paths which might be a little confusing at times, which might be tricky, might be scary. But he's going to ask us to trust him. This is how we grow in faith. So the man obeyed Jesus. He rose and he stood there. Then Jesus said to them, so now he turns to the scribes, the Pharisees, and he said, I ask you, remember, he knows what they're all about. He knows that they're looking to accuse him. I ask you, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil, to save life rather than to destroy it? Looking around at them all, he then said to the man, stretch out your hand. All right, now, so here we go. We have a man with a withered or shriveled up hand, and Jesus says to him to stretch out your hand. It's one thing for him to say, stand up, be here before everyone, because the man can do that. His legs are functioning. He's got good legs. But, and this is a point that I really missed for a number of years when I read this about this incident in the Bible. I missed the point that Jesus didn't say extend your arm, which the man could do, because the man could use his arm as far as we know, but his hand was withered. So in order for him to stretch out the hand, it may have been either very difficult or it may have been impossible. And furthermore, by Jesus making this man stand up in front of everybody, and extending his hand, letting them see his deformity, he exposed this man to potential ridicule. This guy had to be humble to follow the instructions of Jesus. And again, maybe it was not even possible for him to extend his hand. But the Bible tells us that the man did so, and his hand was restored. Now, oftentimes we see evidence of Jesus, and I named a few of these in my email devotional today. We see evidence of Jesus asking individuals to do things which were technically not possible or illogical. The paralyzed man with the mat, when Jesus said, pick up your mat, stand and pick up your mat. Well, he was paralyzed. He couldn't do that. But what happened? The man did it and he was healed. Jesus encountered 10 lepers. And he said, go show yourselves to the priest in order to validate your healing, which is what had to happen according to the law of Moses. When a leper was healed, the priest had to proclaim that they were healed. Well, guess what? Read the story carefully and you will see that Jesus, that they were not healed when they went, at the time they went to go to the priests to validate their healing. Their healing occurred while they were on the way to the priests. So we got the guy with the mat, pick it up, stand up, pick it up. The lepers, go show the priest yourself so they could validate your healing. They weren't healed yet. And then we have the servants at the wedding at Cana, the second chapter of John's Gospel, who were asked by Jesus to fill up the empty jugs with water after the wine had run out, and then take some of this water out and go give it to the banquet master so that he could sample it. They know, because they filled those jugs up with water. They knew that water was in there. But at the request of Jesus, they took it to this banquet master. And somewhere from the time they filled it up with water to the time that he tested it, it turned into wine. These are all miracles performed by Jesus. But in each case, it required obedience. Somebody had to go out on a limb, do something that technically didn't make a lot of sense. And as a result, each one of these cases, these incidents, resulted in a miracle and a healing, or a healing. So the point I have for you, and by the way, the conclusion of the gospel from today's Mass, after the man's hand was restored, the scribes and the Pharisees became enraged and discussed together what they might do to Jesus. They completely ignored the miracle, because to them, it was more important to find a reason to accuse Jesus of wrongdoing. So they overlooked the miracle because it was more important. And they weren't happy for the man. They were happy that they may have found something to catch him on. He did this on the Sabbath. I mean, that's pretty unbelievable, right? But the main point I want to talk about today is the fact that Jesus asked this man to stretch out his hand, and he did it. Sometimes he's going to ask us to do things. He's going to ask you to keep praying, even when you haven't had an answer or the answer that you want in months or years. Are you willing to keep praying? Are you willing to trust him? He's going to allow you to experience maybe a sickness, an unexpected sickness, and you're going to say, I can't deal with this. I'm not going to get through this. He's going to put you in the middle of a pandemic. And we still don't know when this thing's going to end. I can't do it. I'm not going to make it. He's going to really leave you hanging financially. And boy, do I know what that's like. Where you're looking at a bank account, you're looking at your bills, and you're saying, how is this ever going to resolve itself? I'm not going to make it. I can't pay my bills. What is going to happen? And you know, when those things happen, when we deal with those scary, impossible, as we like to refer to them, problems, unsolvable issues, endless suffering, you know, and again, this is all in our mind. We got to remember that with God, all things are possible and He's in charge. But when this happens, we're given a choice to obey, to embrace our cross, to maybe do what we can, you know, to send out that 152nd resume. If you've been rejected for a job, for jobs, 151 times, to keep going, to keep believing, to keep moving forward, to keep trusting in the Lord. Maybe one more day, one more time. Each of these individuals today were asked to do something, and any of them could have refused. The man with the withered hand could have said, "What are you kidding? I can't stretch out my hand. That's why it's withered. I'm crippled." The servers with the wine could have said, "I'm not going to look stupid. That's water in there. That's not wine." And you can talk about Peter. We just talked about this last week. All night he caught nothing when he was fishing. And Jesus said, "Go back out, let down your nets." And he said, "All night, Lord, we have caught nothing, but at your request, I'm going to do it." The nets were overflowing with fish. The lepers, 10 lepers who encountered Jesus. And he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." The priests, they could have said, and I probably would have said this, "Well, no, I'm not healed. I still have leprosy." They were healed on the way. And you know, these are details that we sometimes miss in the scriptures. Healings, miracles, they don't always happen all at once, even though we like them to. Sometimes they do. Sometimes healings take place gradually. And we have a problem with that because we get frustrated. "Why haven't you answered me, Lord, yet? What are you doing? I'm not going to pray anymore. I'm mad at you." But, you know, He's calling us to trust Him. And how sad that would be if you give up too early. You may miss the miracle in your life. You may miss the breakthrough that you're waiting for. And I know it's hard, but this is why faith is so important. Because even though logically we can think of a lot of reasons for giving up, or not believing, through faith, we have the capacity to believe in some really unbelievable things. The Lord challenges us. Frequently, He challenges us so that we can believe, so that we can put our faith into practice, so that we can step out in faith and give Him a chance to work. Sometimes it requires trust, and that's hard. Every one of these people that we just talked about today, they needed to trust. They needed to trust in Jesus. How is He asking you to trust today? I'm feeling the need to trust Him today. And I'm looking at a particular situation in my life right now that has me concerned. And I'm saying to Jesus, I don't know how you're going to work this out, but you know what? You've got a great history of coming through. Of coming through when people say yes. Even when common sense might be telling us to say no. So I'm going to choose to trust. And this is me speaking right now. Does it make sense? Not exactly. I'm not really sure how this is going to work out. I'm not sure. I'm not going to say I'm not concerned. because I am. So I'm going to move forward in faith, even though it's challenging. So I want you to understand that the Lord asks me to do things all the time. He stretches me. I'm getting better at it. I'm more willing to go along with him. I don't especially like it, but I see the benefit. I mean, unless I get a chance to make an act of faith or step out in faith, get out of the boat, my faith isn't going to grow. It's not going to be tested. It needs to be tested. I see that. Even in with my imperfect, really, really imperfect human knowledge and intellect, I see the benefit. Again, I would rather not do it this way. I'd rather take the easy way. But that doesn't work when it comes to the Lord. He challenges, he stretches us. So, stretch out your hand. What is he asking you today to do? To trust? To get out of the boat? You know, it could be any number of different things. I'm not telling you to do anything radical. Don't do anything radical. Pray about it. But if you feel that he is calling you to do something, to contribute to the miracle you're praying for, do it. Do it. And if you mess up and do the wrong thing, trust that he can fix it. Because I'll tell you right now, he can. But it's hard because so many times we put a lot of emphasis on what we do and we think that it's all up to us. Well, it's not all up to us. It's all up to him with a little bit of the responsibility being ours. Stretch out your hand. You going to do that? I hope so. Hey, I'm out of time. If you have any questions, Gary@followingthetruth.com is my email address, Gary@followingthetruth.com. Thank you so much for stopping by. God willing, I plan to be back here tomorrow for the program, for the Tuesday edition of the program, and I really hope you're able to join me as well. Have a wonderful day. May God bless you, and may you have the strength to stretch out your hand when Jesus asks you. See you.